Blog Talk Radio.
Describe the goddess.
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 Describe. Describe the goddess. I don't even know where to begin. If I truly knew you, my purpose for incarnation would be fulfilled, and I would take my place among the stars, return to the essence from which I came. I would return to you, great mother, the ancestors attempted in vain to give description to your glory, throwing titles on you. Water Kai, Night Sky, Moon, Earth, Fury of the Sun. The titles only limit you. Futile attempts to capture an infinite wonder. I sometimes wonder if the reason for a man being born is only to find the goddess in himself. What is a man but a woman with no breasts, an inflated ego, and brute strength, which we identify with in vanity in order to hide our incompleteness? To know you is to be enlightened. Nirvana. I feel like a poem glorifying your sacred geometry would be an insult. After all, you already know how fine you are. You know that most of us cannot get past the veil, so we get lost in awe of your physical, never knowing the true goddess. Our relationship with you deteriorates with time. With time we think, well, she ain't that fine, not like she used to be. We don't understand that your geometry was illusory. And to grow old is the process of exposing your true beauty. So I won't write poetry praising your thick hips and full lips, or even the feeling of your moist arousal. Let's face it, even my ability to enjoy that will one day pass. Then what will be left? If I fail in my mission to find the real you, then all that will remain is pain, and I, alone, trying to describe the goddess. Describe the goddess. Describe the goddess. Describe the goddess.
Good evening, and welcome to Goddess Talk Live here on Blog Talk Radio. It's your hostess with the mostest, Miss Nia Miyata, the Neo Soul Nina Simone. We are so happy to be here tonight. We've had a little bit of a hiatus since our last show a couple of weeks ago. I encourage you to download that show with Estimina Freeman as we talked about the transit of Uranus Taurus. The sign that it was in. Please go back into the archive shows and check that show out. Tonight we're going to be joined by none other than Mr. Kair Love. He's going to come on in just a minute, and we're going to just have a spirited conversation about the summer solstice, how we can make the summer solstice everything that we want it to be, and how we can invoke a sexy summer solstice magic into our lifestyle. So I believe that our esteemed guest is on the line, so I'm going to go ahead and bring him on. Just one moment. Welcome to God's Talk Live.
What's happening? Thank you for having me. I appreciate it. Glad to be here.
Awesome. Thank you. And thank you for coming on for such short notice. We really do appreciate you. So what you got going on, Kair? We haven't heard from you in such a long time.
Well, I don't want to be bossy. And even though we're going to have a spirited, fun conversation, your listeners better get some paper and pen because I got a whole bunch of stuff to drop. That is, if you let me. I'm only going to go as fast as the goddess lets me, but, boy, they better get some paper and pen because if you want me to answer that question, they're going to be like, ooh, I want some of that. I want some of that juicy. I want some of that sexy. So, yeah, I will grab a piece of paper and pen before I answer that.
Yeah, I don't know if you listened to the lyrics of the theme song, but the gentleman says basically, like, you know, the male energy is to complement the female energy, right? So we're going to complement each other tonight. There's going to be no overpowering of energy. And that's something that I've had to learn as a Leo woman, 43 years old, about to have another solar return on the 1st of August. I have had to learn to allow the male energy to compliment me. So we're going to have a great conversation tonight. I am going to allow you to lead this conversation because you are the expert. You are the astrologer. You have the divine information that the Great Mother has given you. And I am just a platform, my brother. So we are all ears. We're all hearts. We're all minds tonight.
Well, thank you. I definitely appreciate that. The first thing I have to do is give honors to Big Mama herself, Sister Myra, all up in the building. You know what I'm saying? I just spoke with her last week. She had been under the weather, you know what I'm saying, was even in the hospital, and is recovering grandly, and just as spirited as ever. And just want to let people know that it's very important that you link in to some real spirited lineage, you know, to really tie in to people who are linked in. You know, what is that song? Like, hook upon a star, or not wish upon a star, but like they tell you to like grab a shooting star. When you see that happening, you need to do that so as soon as possible. So yeah, that is for sure. And I'm gonna definitely go. I may say her name two or three times tonight, but I just wanted people, when they hear me mentioning her for what I'm about to drop, they will, you say, be like, oh, okay, I know who you're talking about. And if you don't, is Sis Star with an R, MYRAH, on YouTube, anywhere. You can just Google that right there, and you'll be like, and you can put Mia Miyata, Sister Myra, because she's been on here a couple times herself. You know, she is the Divine Mother.
And you said that because I texted her a few weeks ago, and I didn't get a response back, but I felt that she was not feeling well. So I'm glad that you gave me that update. Spirit had just kind of like intuitively let me know that she wasn't feeling well. But thank you for that confirmation, Kair.
Oh, absolutely. But you definitely need to talk to her. She'll give you the whole rundown. You know what I'm saying? But yes, marvelous. So before I get into the solstice, I have to set it up. You know, I'm a griot. I have formal education. North Carolina A&T State University is in professional history. So I like to make sure people have the groundwork set for what I want to bring to them tonight. And when you said, oh, it's on such short notice, but there's no such thing as coincidences, right? There's just only divine timing if you're paying attention. And I was like, it's the first of the year. Big Mama, Cancer season is Big Mama. Even though it carries a very heavy young energy, it's still the first day of Cancer, which is the mother. She's the queen of the zodiac, right? And I was like, who better else than on the born hour, 9 o'clock, all being born, you know, to the born information, for me to come on here and do this show. And I was like, word up. Word. This is definitely something that I could do. And sequence of events. So when you say, man, what have I been up to? I've been pivoting. And that's the message I really want people to learn tonight, is the pivot. When someone pushes your shoulder, instead of pushing back with the same shoulder, you can push forward with the other shoulder, bend, just like a revolving door. you know, and not to be continually going in a circle, but just to move by that situation. And sometimes even pivoting is not only when there's adversarial, but you could be doing well and still pivot. Look at the iPhone. The iPhone is doing well, and they pivot every 18 months and bring you a new iPhone. Samsung's doing fine. They pivot every year and bring you a new Samsung, 8, 9, 10, 55, 63. So I've been on my pivot. And this year I'm working on getting a couple books written, my first book written. My sister, who's younger than me, wrote her first book, so she beat me. Big shout out to Jennifer Arnese. You must have her on your show. The name of the book is called Fuck That Cape. Fuck That Cape. It is major, major. I thought that you, when I was reading it, I thought she had you as an advisor. And it's just bananas. But she inspired me to, like, yo, I got to get some books written this year. And I started thinking about all the topics that I could cover, and I wanted to present them correctly. And my goal, really where I come from, is for people to have better relationships, right? And lately I have been talking about I've always been talking about the roles for men and women, but I have been wanting to simplify it. And I did a video about 3 weeks ago called The Only Thing a Man Needs to Bring to a Relationship. Because, you know, people be like, what are you going to bring to a relationship? What are you bringing to a relationship? What's he bringing to the table? What's he bringing to the table? You know, and I hear all these unqualified answers, and I hear a lot of people unqualified to ask or even asking. And so I said, I don't want to be adversarial. I'm going to just give a solution for the men that rolls over into the women. And even by saying it, and as it was being channeled down through me, I wanted to increase that myself. And the number one thing, Goddess, that a man needs to bring to a relationship is a strong umbrella game. A strong umbrella game. Now, umbrella is made of three parts: the handle, the shaft, and the panels, right? So the handle means a man needs to bring handles with him, not basketball handles, but he should. How do I handle situations? That's the first thing a woman should be looking for. How does he handle situations? Then the shaft of the umbrella should be long and strong. That's his backbone. And his backbone isn't about how tall he is, but it's the things he's went through and how he's responded to it, and the manhood piece of him where he's upright, fearless, and independent. And then the third part is what I call the eight-panel umbrella. An umbrella is not just one piece of cloth. It's like different qualities. And a man should have certain qualities when a woman is saying, you know what, I'm going to let you come over here and incubate me with your masculinity, or compliment me with your divine seed. And some of those things are honesty, humility, patience, sincerity. He also must be connected to the street, and he must be connected to God. And he almost have a strong, deep network, and he must have a really, really strong spiritual connection. Those are the eight basic panels that a man needs when he's coming to the table. Now, a woman, hey, you can't just sit there and look at him. And I asked, and I said, I was doing a video, I said, well, ladies, can you tell me what were you trained to bring to the table as a wife? And she said, they said, well, oh, I'm just going to support him. And I was like, hell no, I need more than support. And then somebody gave me one of them hotel metaphysical answers, and they said, well, I'm just going to speak life into him. And I said, no, honey, no. I need some action, because it's a storm out here, Mia. Haven't you seen the situations that's going on out here? It's a storm out here in relationships.
Yeah, and, you know, and you're so in tuned and so in touch with relationships. And I remember you saying maybe about 4 or 5 years ago that those of us that are born during a certain time period, that our purpose, one of our purposes for this manifestation that we live in, is relationships. So tell us, how important are relationships, and why are brewing at this particular time?
Well, we live on a stormy planet. Like, I don't even have to scare anybody and say, it's going to be nice for a little while, but now some storms are coming. Yo, when you come out the womb as a man, your daddy should have gave you an umbrella. If your daddy wasn't there, your mama should have gave you an umbrella. Some uncles or the doctor should have gave you an umbrella. Now, and the reason is because we are spiritual beings having a physical experience, and we came to earth to be challenged. And so I'm having an anti-romantic movement too. I'm sick and tired of everybody approaching things from a non-scientific view and being just too romantic. They want more icing than they want cake. That's nasty. If I want more icing than I want cake, like, you don't live in a really nice place. So for you to have a nice life, a happy relationship, then you are going to have to use some science. You're going to have to use some science, not just wishing that it's going to go and using these airy-fairy stuff that even I used to be guilty of using. We need some practicality in here. And women need to know how to tend fire, Mia. That's the number one skill that women need to know how to do, is tend the fire. Because if I'm going to hold this umbrella in this stormy weather, then you need to tend the fire. Now, when we came down here, it wasn't as stormy, but I'm telling you, it's getting stormier. I heard you talking about Uranus going into Taurus. Can I get everybody to say, Lord, have mercy?
Lord, have mercy.
Listen. So a lot of people say, ooh, Taurus is money. But also they say Taurus is stubborn. So I don't think that we are the most stubborn, but for the sake of argument, I'll say we're stubborn. And here comes the planet Uranus, which represents sudden change. Write that down. I said take notes. Respect the unexpected is what what Uranus says. So when I have the planet of spontaneity and respect the unexpected moving into a very rigid, fixed sign, yo, it's gonna be some shakeups. It's gonna be like, it's almost like, you know how people get the shakeup on a Mercury retrograde, but it only lasts like, you know, a month and a half. Like, this is gonna be extended out, but it's not gonna be in your phones. It's not gonna be in your communications. It's gonna be in your values. Your values are about to get shaken, whatever. I don't know. You're the English person. I don't know which word it is, but it's gonna get shook the F up. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah, right.
It's really your values. What you thought was valuable is about to get tested, and not only is it going to get tested, it's probably gonna get sifted out and dramatically changed. And the number one thing that I would suggest to people, when the more changes that happen, what you have to come to the table with is soft knees. When you look at a surfer, I'm talking about the knees below the thighs, above the shins, they have to be soft. You can't be out here rigid like you some white woman walking down the walkway or something. You got to have some swagger. You know what I'm saying? Like a black girl out here, you know what I'm saying, coming down Magic City, you know what I'm saying, getting ready to hit that pole. You got to be soft. And because if you're rigid, it's going to hurt. You know what I mean? It's going to – but it's supposed to happen like this so some of us can soften up. There's a lot of us that's just too hard right now, man. The women are too hard. The men are too hard. It's just too much roughness. And everybody's been warning – people to soften up. This Uranus in Taurus hasn't happened in 77 years. So everybody is thinking that we've been bluffing. You know, we've been like, I heard this message in 98. I heard you in 2002. Yeah, I heard you in 2012. Okay, but you don't really have anything to compare it to if you are under 90 years of age. You don't have anything. Like, the Great Depression was the last time this happened. It's not playing out here. That's why you see this cryptocurrency is shaking things up. Cryptocurrency was like the clue. The first thing y'all should be doing is studying Bitcoin and cryptocurrency, because I'm also about my money. So when things change, it's changing over from smart money. I'm sorry, it's changing from dumb money's hand to smart money's hand. Y'all better start studying cryptocurrency. You better find – I have some things that I've been studying since October, and my research These people are, I wouldn't say they're sinister because they're not hiding it, but this is the time where you must be courageous and do your diligence, because not then you can have a better relationship. Don't we need more money to have a happier relationship, Mia? Ain't you tired of people talking about we can just make it off the land? Anybody got, I mean, anybody got time for that? I need some more money in my relationship.
You know what? And it's more money, more currency, more energy. Yeah, all of that.
More opportunities, too. I can do more of God's work with more money. With less money, then I'm limited to what I can pull off. You know, you can't pull off nothing on no $11.50 an hour budget. You just out here getting by. All you're going to pull off is some overtime. So it's very important that we say, man, let's take advantage of the times. So now let's go into today specifically. Today specifically is the first day of cancer. But not only is it, and the key words for cancer are nurturing, feelings, emotions, and magic. So when I saw you use the word magic, I was like, oh, she own it. She know what's up. This is the probably one of the most magical times. When the moon is in Cancer, when anything is running through Cancer, you can accent the magic by playing off of your rituals. You see what I'm saying? So the sun is in Cancer, so I'm going to play off my emotions. I'm going to keep my joy factor high. I'm going to make sure my magic is popping and well-directed. Also, knowing that the eight phases of the year, the Cancer, the summer solstice, starts the doing phase. So I'm not sure if your audience is familiar with the phases of the year, but they start on September 22nd. The first phase is planning, then planting, then clearing, then gathering, then seeing, then leading, which was May 5th. And now here we are today at the doing phase. So whatever you were doing or planning or subconsciously even interacting with from September the 22nd until November the 5th, right now is like when FedEx is outside your house. As a matter of fact, FedEx is, the DJ is spinning the records, and people are at your house, and it's time for the party to get started. But not the, not white girl wasted party, but it's really time for the, whatever the hardest thing that you need to get done or do, this is the optimal time to do it, because the sun is the closest to the planet Earth as it's going to get. And all this energy is here. This isn't the time for gossiping. This isn't the time for speculating. This is the time for pushing the damn button. If you want, if I were to buy anything today, I think I'm going to go shopping tomorrow and get me a brand new pair of Nikes. And I'm going to put them on my altar. I might not even wear them. I might just get a pair of Nikes and put them on my altar and be like, and I know my ancestors are going to be like, what's that for? I'm going to be like, man, just do it. Matter of fact, when I did my candle ritual this morning, that's all I wrote on my candles. Every candle I wrote, do it. Nothing else. Like sometimes I normally write, give me clarity on my purpose. Give me clarity at the crossroads. Give me clarity in my finances. Give me clarity in my relationships. Every candle I wrote two words, do it. I didn't even put just, I just put do it. I was summoning the ancestors and my spiritual teammates. Let's do it. We'll figure it out later. We're going to shoot first and count the bodies later. That's the energy that's going on right now. So there's different type of people in the world, like you. You're going to take this energy and your ass is gone. But there's somebody who's not, doesn't have as much courage as you, that's not as tapped in as you. You know, they just got on this path. I want to implore them. If you're going to make a mistake, this is the time to make it. Because in the Art of War, it says, enter into action with boldness. How bold can you be right now? The boldest thing you can think about is what you should be doing right now. If you do divination, pull your tarot cards out, shuffle them, and say, what's the boldest thing I can do right now? If you use I Ching coins, shake them up and drop them. If you do astrology, go ask your astrologer, ting, 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 myself, ask them, say, hey, man, what's the boldest thing I can do right now? be bold right now, this next 45 days, man. Be super, super bold. And you can figure the rest out later. Because we've already been working on things in our subconscious mind, but often we let the window of opportunity close down. And that's probably why your other guest, the universe, is like, no, we want Kair to talk to me as audience tonight and give them the message of do it. Give them the message of be bold. Give them the message of pivot. Give them the message of radical honesty. You know, like, it's not a fresh start. It's just a hard continuation. You know, what's your boy name? I know you ladies love him with the bald head. Him and Ludacris be in the movies with the cars. They be going fast. Fast and Furious?
Who? Bald-headed black guy?
Stingray? Well, I mean, he don't go for black.
Vin Diesel.
If you're listening, Vin Diesel, we know you black. You know what I'm saying? You don't tell everybody, but he Latino, but you know, we're not gonna go into that. Those are our brothers and sisters. You know what I'm saying? What's that word? Bonito, the brown skin, the brown ones.
Well, yeah, Moreno.
When he's race, Moreno. I told y'all she was a linguist. In every movie. When he's racing a car, he's like behind or the race is really close, and he hits a button, and it gives the car superpowers and it takes off. That's what everybody needs to be doing right now. Don't play with the button. Don't ask nobody like, is it safe for me to hit the button? It doesn't matter. You should be saying, is it the right thing for me to hit the button? And I'm giving you the green light right now. This one move could change your entire life. But sitting around doing nothing, because then you got to wait for Uranus to come and shock the shit out of you. Who wants that, Mia? Which one would you like to do, Mia? Hit the button and do it, or wait for somebody to unexpectedly run up on you and shock the shit out of your values?
No. I'd just rather just do it. And not, like you said, not just do it, but literally and figuratively, just do it. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's no time to wait.
Right.
I have a quick question for you, though. Okay, so you talked about, because I have some people that are in the chat room, and they just asked me a question about, you know, mama is Cancer. Cancer is the mama of the zodiac, and with a question mark. So if you could go into a little bit of detail about that. And also I wanted to ask you a question for those of us who are not Cancer, but we all have, you know, aspects of the different signs in our chart. Like, for example, I have Mercury, Venus, and Saturn in Cancer. So what does this Cancer energy mean for those of us who are not Cancer?
Mercury, Saturn, and what?
And Venus in Cancer.
You know, I'm just trying to be nosy right now, ladies and gentlemen, but I'm going to get back to y'all in a second. Okay, focus, Kaya, focus.
And when I say
so this is a
summer solstice, I really mean that. I want everyone to have the sexiest summer solstice summer that they could possibly have. I'm just feeling like this energy that is being filtered down from the universe should be love and sex and fun, because we're getting ready to come up on Leo, and Sister Myra teaches us that Leo is the sign of fun sex. So I want everybody to just have a great sexy summer. Put on your sundress, feel sexy, let the skin glisten, put some olive oil on your skin. You know what I'm saying, ladies? Let your hair grow natural. Just have a wonderful, sexy summer. I'm really encouraging that.
Boy, she is, good gracious, you just too on point right here. You just too on point with everything that you're saying. Like,
wow.
Okay. Yeah, wow. I got to send you some sound effects. You're supposed to be dropping bombs, shooting off lasers. You got all kind of stuff. Okay, here we go. Everybody draw a really big circle on a piece of paper, a really big circle. And then in the center of this circle, write the word me, M-E. and then draw a circle around M-E. Or you could write your name. You could write Mia. You could write Kair, Shannon, Teresa, JoJo, whatever your name is. And
Tanisha.
So now you, Tanisha, that's who it was, Tanisha. You could put Lady
T
up in there. And then I want you to draw a line from the center circle up to 12 o'clock, down to 6 o'clock, over to 9 o'clock, and over to 3 o'clock. So now it's going to be sectioned off. You got a line going up, down, and left and right. And then the circle's in four quadrants. The bottom left quadrant, I want you to put the number 1 in there. The bottom right quadrant, put the number 2. The top right quadrant, put the number 3. And the top left quadrant, put the number 4. Now I'm about to give y'all some. I told y'all I was going to bring up Sister Myra. This is some royal god astrology. In the zodiac, there's royalty. Number 1, I want you to write prince, the prince. Inside the number 2 category, write the queen, queen mother. In the 3rd quadrant, I want you to write the king. And then in the 4th quadrant, I want you to write princess, a.k.a. Cinderella. A.k.a. Cinderella. Now, the 1st quadrant starts off with Aries, which is the 1st cardinal sign. That's the initiatory energy. That's the fire energy. So whether you are a Aries, Taurus, or Gemini, you fall under the number 1 category, the number 1 phase of initiation. You carry prince energy. But Cancer starts the 2nd quadrant, which is Cancer, Leo, and Virgo. Those are all up under the reign of the Queen Mother. Because you can't have a royal family without a queen. And then the 7th house, which starts at the horizon, is the king, which is Libra, starts the king energy. So Libra, Scorpio, and Sagittarius are all up under that air energy. So you could write air in the 3rd quadrant, write water in the 2nd quadrant, and write fire in the 1st quadrant. And then the last one, the princess, a.k.a. Cinderella, is Capricorn, Aquarius, and Pisces. This is the resources. This is the values. This is no compromises. And this is the jewel of the family, Capricorns, Aquariuses, and Pisces. And so you see the opposites, 2 and 4, the opposite of the Cancer is Capricorn. The opposite of the Queen is the Princess. So I had to give you the entire family so you would understand why is Cancer it's the moon. The moon is your mother. The moon, wherever the moon is at in your chart, man or woman, represents how you feel about your mother or the way that you treat the way that you would treat your mother or how you nurture. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people say it's your instincts, which it is. It's because it's very empathic. But remember, your mother will be like, man, what you doing in there? And you'd be like, oh, I got caught. How'd she see all the way around the corner? Or you did your daughter like that. It was like, girl, I know something's going on. Go ahead and tell me. So the moon is very sensitive like that. But it is the ruler of Cancer. And that's why the 3rd quadrant and Cancer is the mama. And who holds the magic? This goes right back to the relationship. In all occult sciences, the woman is the fire keeper. The man, me and you say this at the beginning. That's why I was just smiling over here like we're just going to compliment each other. Well, if you damn tending the fire to keep us warm and ain't nobody holding the damn umbrella, then we got a situation. And if I'm out here holding the umbrella and ain't nobody lighting the fire, we got a situation. I'm still cold. That's why we got to work together. And that's the most radical thing we can do right now. The most radical thing, the most radical pivot we can do right now is start working together. Instead of saying, what can somebody do for me? We got to start saying, yo, we have to work together. Because We need each other. You go ahead and try to do it out here by yourself. Think about a woman trying to tend to a fire and hold an umbrella with the other hand in a storm. How she look? Then let's look
dumb
at a man
shit.
Standing up. Hey, there we go. There you have it. And then how does the man look holding the umbrella trying to bend over and start a fire?
Right. Silly.
Even
dumb.
Right. And I was just telling somebody this yesterday. Where do you think baby kids come from? Baby kids come from two baby parents. You know what I mean? Two baby parents shouldn't be allowed to have sex together. I'm sorry. I just been sick and tired of it. You know what I mean? Like, two baby kids do not need to be making no more baby kids. And that's where they come from, because we're not responsible, and we don't want to, like Mia said, I'm gonna let Kyrie be a man. She already know I'm gonna let her be the queen. And whenever she come in interjecting with some water energy and some magic, guess what I'm gonna do? Hold a damn umbrella and handle shit. That's what I do. I handle it. I don't want you touching no doors. I don't want you out here trying to figure out what time we gotta be somewhere. You just tell me, I come up with a damn plan and you go look pretty, and then let's get there and we walk in together like Bay and Jay. That's it, because they doing it. Good God Almighty. I listened to that album today about four times back-to-back on the highway. Good God. There's so much science in that thing. But that's the answer to the why is cancer the mother. The second part is each of us has all 12 signs incorporated in our chart. So if you look that same graph that you just drew, if you can change color pens or pencils and now draw a line from the center to 1 o'clock, to 2 o'clock, to 4 o'clock, to 5 o'clock, to 7 o'clock, to 8 o'clock, to 10 o'clock, to 11 o'clock, you'll have all 12 houses of the zodiac. And this is what I call the university. And me, or Tanisha, is the chancellor. You're the boss. And this chart with these 12 houses, which we also call classrooms, where you learn the lessons at to make you a better person and help you grow spiritually, each of them has a designation, which we now call the zodiac sign. But I want you to replace the word zodiac sign with the word curriculum. A zodiac sign is a curriculum. And when we are following the right curriculum, we pass the class with flying colors. And when we don't pay attention to the curriculum, it gets a lot more challenging out here, especially when we leave school and try to come out here in the workplace and function. We're not contributing. So everyone, like even if you have planets in Cancer or no planets in Cancer, that shows you one of the places where your magic is based. The three places you're going to look at for primary magic is whatever house the moon is in, whatever's ruling the fourth house, and whatever house Cancer is ruling. So you got three areas of magic. So where's your moon at, Mia?
My moon is in Capricorn, and I always remember that that's what Sister Myra said. That's where your values are. That's where, if your values are going to be compromised or not, is when which sign your moon is. And my moon is in Capricorn.
Which me is not, and she ain't compromising no values. Not with no damn moon in Capricorn. Forget about it. You're about to have a big party because we're having a full moon in Capricorn. In a little while, getting ready. That's the next full moon that's coming is a full moon in Capricorn. So hot diggity. So now you have already a natal placement of magic in your chart. And then the sun is in Cancer. So now you got two spots filled up. And then what is your rising sign?
Leo, believe it or not.
So with the Leo rising, that means you have Cancer ruling your 12th house. So you got 12th house is going to be magical right now. That's lit up. Your Capricorn, your sixth house, where your moon is at, that's lit up. And then what was the other thing? Your fourth house. So that would make your fourth house be Scorpio. So those are your areas. That's why you like the occult. You know what I'm saying? You like Scorpio rules the fourth house. That's a double water, because the fourth house is a natural Cancer, but since it's being ruled by Scorpio, everything is still comfortable. Like Aries is the natural ruler of the first house, and it's a fire sign, but you went ahead and stepped it up a level and brought Leo in. So you still comfortable all the way. All of your houses have their natal energies there. Like the 12th house is normally ruled by Pisces, yours is ruled by Cancer. So you still happy. You see what I'm saying? You got a couple things you got to figure out, but you got to, your magic flows a little easier for you due to how your chart is set up. So,
recently, I felt like my values are being tested, you know. And I don't have a problem sharing this. I've been, you know, I've not been in a relationship for almost 10 years. And a large part of that, I've been on and off, have been celibate. Not by choice, but just because that was my season and I accepted it. But lately I felt like I've been tested in terms of my values. And anybody that knows me knows I'm not compromising my values. That's something I'm not going to do. And, just recently as of yesterday. So when you said, with your moon in Capricorn, your values are straight. That was like an affirmation and a confirmation from the universe through you, to say, Mia, keep doing what you're doing. Don't compromise yourself, because the only loser is going to be you. And I one thing I'm not is a motherfucking loser. So no.
She sure ain't. I tell y'all that now. She ain't got to lose a damn. No, no. This not this Leo. Forget about it. The L stands for a lump on your forehead. If you get in her way, that's what it stands for. It doesn't stand for
goddamn luscious, but it don't stand for no motherfucking loser. That's for sure. You feel me?
Man, if I don't send you these sound effects, because if you'd have been on my show, I'd have been dropping bombs all over your ass tonight. I told him to bring some paper and everything, take notes on what I was talking about, but they need to be taking notes on what you're talking about too. So, yes, Goddess Talk Live, it's a real deal, holding field. I'm gonna tell you something else radical people can do. I can use Tanisha as an example, or whoever wrote this down is the person I'm talking to. If you drew the circle out and drew the lines, I'm talking to you. If you didn't, then you're not a person taking action anyway. Right, that's Tanisha, but you know, you got some other listeners.
She's a Leo too. She's a Leo too.
I got a thing for y'all Leos, boy. I'm trying to tell you. Trying to see if I can get me some Leo energy over here tonight. You know what I'm saying? Right up. Let me check my Texas right quick. See what's up. I have a course called Keep It Simple Astrology Course. And a lot of the bold moves or opportunities that were there, I missed them because I didn't know astrology. Like right now, like I'm in a hotel room sitting here. The computer is not up. I'm not looking at no chart. I don't have no books in front of me, no nothing, you know? And I'm doing this in my head. And I got a nephew that's 11 years old, and man, he's going to start, well, he's 10. He'll be 11 October the 14th. And I'm going to be teaching the science to him. And he's going to be going through the course. I just bought him my sister called and said, Vincent's laptop is broke. What are we going to do? So I went and bought him a new one. But guess what? Now your ass is going to be taking the course. You're going to be logging in, and I'm going to be – I created his own email address and everything, so he's going to be studying this. And because I say, what if I would have been learning these things at 11? Because Mia might not do a show on a night. There's a time to pivot and do action. It might be a time for you to fall way back and do nothing for like a week, but you missed it because you didn't know. So this course is called Keep It Simple Astrology Course. My website is coachkastrology.info. And I told Mia, and she didn't even know this either. I was like, man, I got to create a coupon code because I'm supposed to be here. And for the last 8 or 9 days, I've been telling everyone, like on my Facebook page and on my my YouTube channel, Coach Kair, that I was moving and the sale was over today. And I was like, dang, girl. I was like, dang, you mean I'm going to come on here and don't have nothing for your folks? And I was like, and what did I text you? I said, I got to go. I said, what's the coupon code? So I went and created a coupon code for Miata's Goddess Talk Live, action takers only. So if you're not an action taker, just I ain't talking to you. But when you go to CoachKAstrology.info, you're going to see a couple of the services that I offer, but you're going to scroll down to the bottom, and you're going to see the Keep It Simple Astrology course. Mia's about to give y'all the coupon code, and it's in all caps. If you get the course, it's normally $300. Tonight and through all the way through the weekend is 40% off. So what's that? 40, that's $120 off. You get lifetime access to the course. You can take it on your phone. You can take it on your computer. To me, the mom of the year is a sister named Angela in Virginia Beach, has 4 children, and all of her kids are taking the course together. That's a part of their homework when they come home. She was homeschooling, and she sent them back to public school, but all of them are taking the course, and all of them are making straight A's in math. So if you have no children and you want to know about your spiritual destiny, you want to know about what kind of relationships, you just want to know this science, so you'll be complete out here in this world. It's right there for you. If you do have some children and you want them to have way better chances than you did when you were coming up, and as the Chinese say, your children are supposed to be your 401k program. I told my sister, I said, when Vincent graduates from high school, college is going to be an option because he already going to have $1 million in the bank. And he's going to decide how he's going to get it. I'm going to teach him his chart. He's going to learn himself. He's going to ask me, like, is this what this means? And I'm going to be like, yep. And then he's going to say, I see what I want to do. And guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to say, word up. No problem. Here you go. And we're going to support only that instead of start this, start that, change this, change that. Nah, man, we're going to do something real special out here. So if you're an action taker and you want to get the course, you can use the coupon, you can use the promo code Mia's going to use as a bonus on everything on that page. So if you want to get a consultation with me, you want to get a consultation for your children, you want to learn what your relationship language is, you want to learn what your spiritual destiny it is, 40% off all the way until, I think it's, yeah, Sunday, yeah, all the way through Sunday. So Mia, you want to tell them what the promo code is?
Hashtag Team Goddess.
But no hashtag, just Team Goddess.
Got it. Okay, Team Goddess,
hashtag,
everybody.
We are hashtag Team Goddess, but for the coupon code, just Team Goddess, all caps.
You know, Coach Kagier, I have to ask you a question, and this isn't something that has been heavy on my spirit for like the last week. Okay, so I have to give everybody a background story, and this story that I'm about to tell you is global, so it's not something that I'm sure that this mom wouldn't mind me sharing. Okay, so years ago, I worked for the phone company right out of college. I got a good job at the phone company. I was making like 80 grand a year. You know, I was working all that overtime that you talked about earlier. And I sat across from a young woman named Tanya. Tanya was the nicest sister you ever want to meet. And at the time, I was rocking a relaxer, and Tanya had natural hair. And this was in the 90s. And I, you know, like 94, 95. And I will always ask her, like, how'd you get your hair to curl like that? And she's like, I don't have a perm, Mia. And so, you know, she, right, like, I was so dumb. I was like, how did you get your hair to do that? And she's like, well, I don't have a perm.
Yeah, you're so crazy.
So she encouraged me to go natural. And I ended up, we were working in a call center. I mean, this was like high sales quotas every month. You know, if you didn't make your sales quota, you were, on like probation or whatnot. If you went to the bathroom too long, they'd be paging you, looking for you to get back on the phone. So long story short, I ended up transferring out of that department to, this was in downtown Baltimore, and I ended up transferring to another department in Silver Spring. And then I got I was maybe out there for like a month, and I got an email from Tanya, and she says, Mia, I got to get out of there. What's the job that you applied for? And, you know, Tanya was my girl, and we sat across from each other, and we would help each other meet our sales quota. So I had no problem trying to help her get out of that plantation-type atmosphere. So long story short, she had a little boy named Jordan. Say, how's Jordan? She'd be always like, bad, you know what I mean? And I had a daughter, and I named her India Jordan. So we would always have, like, this, you know, conversation about both our Jordans. Well, we joined Facebook in early 2000s, and I would watch her and her son and how she raised him. And if you're from Maryland or from Baltimore, there's a very prestigious school called McDonough School that she sent him to for high school, and he was playing football. He was doing so well. And I just would live vicariously through Tanya and watch her raise her son. And he got accepted to Maryland recently and was playing football for the University of Maryland. Well, Jordan died last Wednesday, 19 years
old.
He
was
at a practice at University of Maryland. He collapsed, was hospitalized for 2 weeks. He had a liver transplant, and he died last Wednesday. I saw her say something about Jordan strong for those 2 weeks, and I really didn't know what was going on, but I knew that he wasn't in good health, and I just kept, sending her good energy. Well, Kyer, the day that he died, my energy was so low, like literally. And I'm a college professor, so I don't have time. I don't have any downtime. Like I have, you know, a 9 o'clock class, a 1 o'clock class, and a 5 o'clock class, and I'm back to back. And I usually, you know, my day usually rolls pretty good. Well, this particular day that Jordan passed away, I was so tired, and I don't sleep around any. I don't close my eyes around just anybody. And I had one particular student, and I had him watch my purse, and I literally had to go to sleep for like a half an hour. I told my students, I said, "Listen, I need to put my head down. I don't know what's going on." Well, I didn't know that Jordan had passed away, but long story short, my energy was really low that day. And in hindsight, going back, I'm thinking to myself, well, maybe I was sending energy to Tanya, because I said, you know, I know I'm a powerful woman. I said I'm a powerful vessel, I should say. I'm a very powerful vessel. Well, long story short, I've just been keeping an eye on her on social media the last couple of weeks, and I'm not Coach Harbaugh from the Baltimore Ravens, and the coaches from Maryland had nothing but amazing, amazing things to say about this young man. So I've been watching her on social media just the last couple of days just to check on her, see if she's okay. And I saw pictures from they buried him on Thursday. I went to the viewing on Wednesday, and there were 500 people at the viewing. You know what I'm saying? And I'm talking about people from every ethnicity, you know, age bracket. You had young, old. Everybody was there to show their respect to Jordan. Well, I read an article in the in the Baltimore Sun where he had 1,000 people at his funeral. 19-year-old kid. You know what I'm saying? He only lived 19 years, but he had made such an impact. And, you know, I just wanted to just, you know, first of all, send my friend Tanya some love and that I love you, sister. And I wouldn't, and I know this sounds so selfish, but I would never want to know the pain that she's going through. But the pictures that I saw of her, Khayr, on the internet from the funeral, she was smiling. She was glowing, you know, and she co-parented with her her child's father, Father Martin. And they, you know, they were just so, he spoke at his son's funeral, and they were just, they just had such amazing energy about them. And I just wanted to just ask you, because this question is for me. It's not for the parents, because they seem to be in a better space than I am. You know what I'm saying? I'm just trying to process this information because, you know, he was a good person and he made such an impact. And maybe there's a significance in the number 19. Maybe you could just try to help me make some understanding of this.
About how he made such an impact, or why he died, or specifically, what do you want me to help you make sense of?
Not so much why he died, because I don't know that any of us have the answer to that. Maybe the significance of the number 19, maybe the fact that he passed during Gemini season. I'm not really sure. What I'm asking you, maybe just I'm asking you for your intuitive insight.
Man, we all have a contract when we come down here.
Right.
And sometimes everybody, please write this down. Growth is the purpose. Everything else is the result. Growth is the purpose. Everything else is the result. If you listen to my voice right now, you probably are a older soul. And an older soul, meaning you've been down here at least 5,000 times. 5,000 lives at least. And one of those lives may be 3-year-old, maybe 25 years old, maybe 99 years old, maybe 800 years old. But your job is to grow. And sometimes your growth is through inspiring others or being a catalyst to others. And the 1-9 is still a 1, because 1 plus 9 is 10 and 1 plus 0 is 1. And the 1 and 0 is divine protection. So anytime you see a number with a 0 behind it, that's divine protection, you know. And so 1 is like new, very, very new. It's like the ace of spades, diamonds, hearts, or club. And he had 500 people at the viewing and 1,000 people at the funeral, and he was only 19?
Yes, 19 years old.
That's his contract. That was his contract, was to come down here and to inspire in that way. Like Michael Jordan, some people be like, they don't care about him. He sells overpriced shoes and woo, 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 woo. But in his contract, he's going to be here for a little longer. And it's not for us to try to hold on to people when they go through that. It's like his mother. She was smiling. She knew now he was in the realm. He was in the realm of the ancestors. Like my cousin Scotty told me, when my father passed, death don't come to take, it come to set free. It's coming, it's here to set him, death don't come to take, it come to set free. Because I was salty when my father died. And now, anytime somebody says somebody died or woo, 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 I just got my hair done right before I came over here. And the sister who did my hair, I haven't seen in a couple of years. And I saw where her mother had passed, but it was like maybe 9-10 days later or 2 weeks, and she got on me and she was like, you ain't even called to check on the nigga. And I was like, man, my bag. And the first thing I said was, I said, I got to pass it on, is death don't come to take, come to set free. You know, we need to set an altar, and I got to go help her set up an altar for her mama. You know what I mean? And so him doing that, like, no matter what, this is like, I mean, like even a woman who has an abortion, that was that child's contract to come down here and inspire you or a child that comes down and gets hit with a stray bullet or get terminal cancer and dies when they're like 4 years old or something like that, or really young and stuff like that. It's us parents who have forgotten that the Creator can work through us and speak to us in any way, shape, form, or fashion if we'll only be wise enough and have our eyes open enough to pay attention and receive the message. And so all those people who were connected with him, he put a battery on their back. You know, it's a lot of people out here dying and ain't getting no funeral. Got to borrow money to bury them. You know, this cat right here made people really take a serious look at what they're doing with their life, and that's part of his strategy. He might come back and be 150 years old and not play football and might just whittle or play the flute next time. You see what I'm saying? So just that's the download that I'm getting about a situation like that. He's a catalyst because he did all those things, and God knew, all right, you finna come home. You finna be free now. You are okay. That's what I need you to do. Now I need you to pull all the energy in. You're gonna be more of a catalyst right here when you die than when you get drafted to go to the NFL. And this is because that's what we always say. Let thy will be done. Let thy will be done, not my will. So, but the other message is what he really shows is don't fuck around. Don't fuck around. Maximize your shit. Don't be out here fucking around. Do what you need to do, man, like he did. He wasn't fucking around, you know.
At all.
He was
at
on,
all.
At all.
At all.
Zero.
He just did it. He said, just do it. That motherfucker did it.
Like, I want to write me two chapters right now. You know what I'm saying? My sister wrote a book called Fuck That Cape. I'm going to have to write a book called Quit Fucking Around.
Right. Do that shit right now.
So
I love it.
And I'm the one to write it, too. I got the experience. Because I used to be Mr. Procrastinator. Procrastination is my only enemy. That's my only enemy, man. A lot of us, we delay our greatness over some crazy stuff, man. Don't keep delaying your greatness. Like, listen to that story, how that man came up. You know what I mean? What impression he was, the same way he was capable of that, you're capable of it. You're capable of it. You know, and it's just right out here for us, man, to find those abilities that we're comfortable in. Where do our passions lie? You know what I mean? That's what I love about astrology. It tells us where our passions lie. Like right now, I'm getting ready to get caked up because even this morning doing my ritual, I was like, damn, nigga, Cancer rules your 11th house. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Like, during Gemini rules, the 10th house is fame. So I was doing a bunch of videos. Gemini is the second house of Taurus. So, you know, my money was, you know, was looking good and coming in and stuff like that. And then I was like, wait, the sun is in my 11th house right now in Cancer? I was like, it's getting ready to be litty with my social organizations. I'm going to be popular as hell. I'm thinking about moving my platform over to Patreon. Patreon. I was just like, yo, this is the time. This is the move. I was like, oh, it's the doing phase. And then I pulled out that pen, and I just wrote do it on every candle. Every candle. Started something new today. Normally, I dress my candles with Florida water, but I had made some holy water, like, last month. And I was like, man, I'm going to use my holy water and dress my candles. And, it's getting ready to and then you call. And then you hit me up talking about Boo, can you come through this evening? Sure can.
Love it. I love alignment. I love when things align itself like that. Like, that's so amazing. You know, so wow, we got an interesting couple of months coming up. So, you know, summer solstice lasts all the way through lasts all the way through September. You know, so we got an interesting couple of months. And so I'm just, you know, want to encourage everybody to, like Kair said, let's work together and not work against each other. And, you know, there's a lot of talk on the internet, of course, about the Mexicans being detained and the children being separated. And, you know, I was on a brother's page on Facebook, and he was like, you know, fuck the Mexicans. When is the last time Mexicans ever worried about Africans? But, you know, I'm just not with that. I'm just not with that whole separation right now. I mean, I'm worrying about me and mine. Don't get it twisted. That's my main focus.
Can I say something? Can I say something as a man about him to the ladies out here? Ladies, that's a fuck boy. Okay, you can go ahead. You can go back. That's all I had to say.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a fuck boy.
No, yeah. You know, it's just like I'm taking care of mine. I'm taking care. That's my main focus. I'm keeping the main thing. You feel me? But you know, I don't ever want to see children be separated from their mothers. You know, families being separated, because as people are from the African diaspora, from the indigenous diaspora, we know what that's all about. You know, so divide and conquer is not the way. But even among the genders, you know, we talked about feminine and masculine energy at the beginning of this show. You know, I don't want to be celibate another 6 months. You know what I'm saying? So the only person that can change is me. You feel me?
Right.
So
right.
I have to align myself with men like you who understand science, who understand the occult. And no, it's not hocus pocus or none of that, or, you know, looking like a sky daddy to do anything, you know, outside of ourselves that we can't do for ourselves. But we are in a position, we're in a very powerful position to change our own situation, to change our own circumstances. You are your own master. You are your own God. So, you know, that's just a philosophy from where I'm coming from.
And here's the other thing, too, for you. I'm getting a download right now.
Oh, shit.
You're gonna have to kiss some frogs to get to the prince. Now the frog may not know he's a prince, but he may only need a kiss from a princess. So I always say, look at everything, but sometimes like look a little deeper for what the connection is. You see what I'm saying? Like I've known some people who, this is of recently, I've had some married women come to me and they're asking about their husbands, and they didn't check, and they did all these things before, and they've been in a very unhappy relationship for 10, 12, 15 years. Whereas they, and looked at the chart, and there was nothing to ignite. They were trying to ignite something that wasn't even there to ignite. So if you find an individual who you have a contract with, you're sexually attracted to him, he's sexually attracted to you, and, you know, he passes the basic primaries, but he don't, you know, he's not a super astrologist or a super occultist, but he got it in him, then it might be for you to be that catalyst. It might be for you to be that catalyst, because it's tough to come and say, I'm just going to hold for the husband. I might not, that's not compromising, because I am involved with someone who might not be my husband. On planet Earth, nothing lasts forever. That's the other message the 19-year-old teaches us. Nothing lasts forever. Nothing. So there's no, that whole till death do us part, that's bullshit. You know what I'm saying? So I wouldn't delay my joy any longer. You know what I'm saying? Like by just say, you know, I mean, and it's simpler just uttering and saying, you know what? I'm open. You know what I'm saying? I'm open to a non-occultist. Because for instance, you said you have Jupiter where? No. Where's your Venus?
My Venus is in Cancer. My Mars is in Cancer, Saturn is in Cancer.
You find somebody who's got a damn Jupiter in Cancer, I don't care if he's in the church. I'm already checking
you know
off
what?
For him.
And
I'm like, girl, you better get that.
The word, out of my mouth, I would definitely get with a church boy. Seriously.
Get the charter right.
Finish the whole sentence.
Say the whole sentence now. Don't tell the universe now. She wasn't finished, universe. She wasn't finished. She don't want no regular church boy. What she meant to say was
Exactly. If his chart is on point, you got that motherfucking right.
Right, because he's gonna come in with some money. He's gonna come in with a work ethic. You know what I'm saying? He's gonna come in with some honesty. You know what I'm saying? And you just, when he come with that Jesus, you just nod at him and say, "Boo, just come on into this bedroom. Let me straighten you out. Let me show you where Jesus is. I'll show you where Jesus
right.
is. You know what I mean? I'll show you what's popping. Then, you know, come on, I want you to listen to one of my radio shows. You just come in real easy with the drip technique. Just dripping on him. You ain't got to have it all, you know,
yeah,
all at
yeah.
one time.
Drip, drip. Drip, drip.
Just drip, drip on him, you know. Drip, 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 drip. Right. Then turn the faucet up a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Go on, then get his nose wide open. You know, it's like, hey, man, open that thing on up, man. That's the other new thing I'm doing now too. I have a radio show. Normally it's on Thursdays with your show, but tonight I'm traveling and it's called Trio Alchemy Radio. And we're just this whole Trio Alchemy movement. Just go on Facebook or Instagram and just look up hashtag Trio Alchemy. And that's what we're doing. You know what I'm saying? Like, how do we keeping it true and real for real people where there's no judgment? You know what I'm saying? Where, like, it ain't all love and light all the damn time, or, like, I can't get angry, or I can't have a down day, and it's got to always be about Africa. Nah, man, we want to keep it trio. We want to keep it true and real so you can get some dynamic healing out here so you can be yourself. Because a lot of times when you come, that's a radical piece right there. Ding, ding, ding. Yo, be yourself today. Be yourself today, man. Like, that's the most radical shit you can do is be yourself. That is the best move, man. Like, and there's another 20-year-old that he wasn't being himself. Like that little rapper who just got killed, Triple X, whatever.
Yeah, Texas. Got it.
He wanted to be Tupac. He wanted to talk about getting shot. He wanted to talk about being a martyr. He wanted to talk about dying. And guess what? His magic worked. His magic
worked. The same day. I mean, he made a video that day about dying. And he died the same day.
A few minutes early. Like a few minutes later. The universe was like,
wow.
Oh, well, guess what? You ain't gotta keep talking like that, player. The magic is here, it's available for you. That's what you wanna do? Huh. I got some professionals on the way too. Because the creator can protect you from that too, because that was a hit. Like, he could have came, because they rolled up on him. There's no blood out the car, no windshield burst. Like, they came out. They were professionals. And anything could have happened. Another car could have been driving by, and those guys could have been like, man, we can't do it. We can't do it here. We can't get him. We got to go on. We got to da-da-da-da-da, whatever. But guess what? The universe was like, shoot, go ahead then. Let him get it. Since he want to keep talking like that. Since he wanted to keep on, you know, talking loud, saying nothing, well, give it to him. That's a quick lesson. And his thing is, don't misuse your magic. He was 20. The brother that was 19 was, do the damn thing. You know what I'm saying? Believe in yourself. Stay positive. And it's right now, I'm saddened because the brother that you're talking about who died of natural causes at 19 is not getting the same press as this rapper who was physically abusive to his baby mama and girlfriend in domestic violence. And all that karma came back around to him. And everybody's talking about him. What was the brother's? Oh, you said the brother's name was that passed. What did you say? Because your daughter's has the same middle name?
Oh, Jordan McNair. His name is Jordan McNair.
Man, we should be talking about Jordan McNair instead of Triple X, whatever.
Dumbass.
Jordan McNair was a, yeah, Look, I'm writing Jordan McNair's name down right now. Go see, can I pull up some info and some intel on this dude? I might make a video and be like, what about Jordan McNair versus XX Extension? You know, Jordan didn't beat on women, and I'm like, none of that, man. You know what I'm saying? And so the messages come from the life we live, you know what I'm saying, and the way people are affected and stuff like that. And it's got to be deeper than hip-hop or African race or things like that. Magic ain't got no color. Magic ain't got no color, period. And to this day, I haven't had nobody. Go ahead.
No, it's interesting you said that, because I'll share the question with you that I texted Sister Myra was, you know, of course, with this whole, you know, Kanye West and, you know, slavery was a choice and, you know, all of that controversy, you know, Sister Myra always teaches that Daughter Earth is supposed to be uplifted. So I'll just read you the question that I text her. And I said, I have a question. You teach that Daughter Earth must be elevated to you in order for Sirius to become a star system, the four-part God family consisting of mama, father, son, and daughter. I have a question. How important is Africa in Earth's evolution? I ask this because of the recent events in the news because of Kanye West and the issue of slavery. Are we elevating Earth, Africa, or both?
I say we're elevating us. I'm going with option C. You're elevating.
There
you
go.
Came here to elevate you. The earth doesn't need no help. She's withstand repopulation 10, 15 times. There's been all types of times when there was no humans on the planet. The earth knows how to repopulate. Some kind of way she got a formula. And Africa was only named Africa. What was it? You know, the third time the planet was populated. It wasn't even called Africa. You know, Africa also comes from the word Africa, which means to divide. So why would I want to uplift something divided? You know, we use that word, but that's why so many of the Hoteppers get on my nerves, because they don't do their research. They don't dig, you know. And so I've been through that school. I had to come through that school of thought. And what I realized is I am what needs to evolve to help the entire universe, because we're only here. Big Mama Universe is Big Mama Universe. She's not Big Mama Earth. Like, when you want to tie into the entire universe, you know how many planets and star constellations and life forces and all that stuff is out here? And you want me to just narrow it down to what's going on down here on this little rusty-ass suffering planet? Nah, man.
Right, half of a damn planet.
Give me my money.
On top of it.
Give me my money.
Right.
Give me my money. I'm going to elevate. I'm going to do what I'm supposed to do. And we're going to keep it pushing. There's no way. There's no way I'm about to. There's no way I'm going to just concentrate all my energy on something external. You don't need to be concentrating on external. You need to be concentrating internal. And for some of y'all listening, that's going to be your wild move. That's going to be your radical move, is concentrating on you. Concentrating on you. Versus Africa. Africa's way older than the people trying to support it. Africa's going to be fine. What are you doing? You know, I have a T-shirt. It's called I Am My Ancestors' Wildest Dream. I Am My Ancestors' Wildest Dream. Every day I want to look and I want just imagine what is my grandmother or great-grandmother looking at me saying right now. Every move I make, I want them to be like, damn, I never dreamed that. Or only in my wildest dreams. That's my great-great-grandson? Word? Wow. If you're not wowing your ancestors, you bullshit. I just said it. if you ain't wowing your ancestors, and if you ain't, like, that's the self-evaluation. My ancestors ain't looking to see, am I supporting a nonprofit or am I trying to rebuild Africa? They like, nigga, is you representing? Is you out here stunting? I dreamed about the day that this would happen, and I didn't get to see it, and now you got this opportunity, and now you out here bullshitting. Woo! Woo! Mm-mm. That's why I go so hard, Mia. You ain't going to have my grandma be looking at me talking about, ooh, that's all you got? With all this opportunity you got? My granddaddy and them is not going to be like, dang, boy, you ain't. That's all you can do? I did all this with just a tractor and some land. You got internet and cell phone and all this other stuff? You bullshit. Be your ancestors' wildest dream, not saddest nightmare.
Yeah, well, that's the overpowering theme tonight. You know, like, to, you know, this incarnation that we've been gifted, you know, it ain't no bullshit. You know what I'm saying? And when you, like you said, when you got, you come down here, you got to just do it. And you, tomorrow's not promised to nobody. I mean, shit. That's the message I'm getting.
Ain't promised. Right. Today is the day. It ain't your last day, but you better act like something. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, that's to me, that's huge right there. Like, that's the message. Stop playing. This is the time of action. You ain't going to get any more fuller of energy right now. And especially if you are a Cancer, you're about to get a double shot. Like, the sun's in Cancer, and you're about to get juiced up. Like, Geminis, y'all should be killing the game right now. Killing the, assassinating. This is the money season for Geminis. And Leos, man, let me do a little quick reading for you Leos out here. Leos and Leo risings, I'm trying to be y'all friend. I just did a video. Go back and look at, you can go to my YouTube channel and just type in Coach Kyrie money season. How do you know what your money season is? Or you go on my Facebook page and go back and just look at the scroll back and see how do you find out what is your money season. The sign after your sign is your money season. And the sign after your rising sign is the money season. So I'm a Virgo rising. So that means Libra is the next sign after Virgo. That's one money season. But I'm also a Taurus. Gemini is the sign after Taurus. So that's my money season. So what do you do if you're not in the money season? Get your ass ready. You got to run a marathon. What should you get? Mia, you got to run a marathon in 6 months. First thing you need to do is, what you going to do, Mia?
Get my ass ready.
I'm going to buy some sneakers. Kyrie, you want to go to the store? I'm going to get me some sneakers first. I'm going to get some nice running. I'm going to go on YouTube and watch like 10 videos on the best pair of shoes you can wear for a marathon. Then I'm going to get me a coach. Then I'm going to learn how to breathe better. I'm going to start stretching. I'm going to get me a yoga instructor. And you get ready. So now Leo's, Cancer's only going to last 30 days. Then when the sun hits Leo, all you Leos going to get filled with gas. And then it's going to go into Virgo. So you Leos only got 60 days to get ready for the money season. Don't sit here and look at me. Unless you come in to get a reading or something or taking the course or something. Like, my phone should be blowing up. Or everybody should be like, oh, I'm a Leo. I'm a Leo rising. What's up? How do I get ready for this money? Because you can't get ready overnight. That whole thing about I can just ask Jesus for forgiveness to make it into heaven, that shit don't work. So you can't just get ready for a marathon. Mia, you know it's Thursday. I want you to run this marathon on Sunday. How far is it, Kyrie? You know, just 26 miles. Huh? I bought you a new pair of shoes. Huh? Oh, bro, I'm going to need more time than that. I'm going to need more time than that. So that's my message for tonight, boo. I got to get ready to go. I got a 10:30 with Jasmine over in Let's Talk Magic. If you're not in that group, boy, you need to be over there. It's popping over there. Y'all got me back to back. So I'm just interested how the universe, because I already knew I was going to be doing her program, and now here you come, and I was just like, pivot, baby. Soft knees, pivot, keep it popping. The women called you because they want you to come in with your umbrella game. They got strong fires. My knees is real warm right now. I just feel nice and nurtured over here at Goddess Talk Radio. Feel at home, you know. Just like, she could have called a whole bunch of people to come do the show. She was like, this is who I'm calling. So, like,
yeah,
I
was a one-hitter quitter. If it wasn't you, it wasn't going to happen. Seriously, I was like, if Kanye couldn't do it, then fuck it.
Y'all hear how she just threw me on the bed and took it? Y'all hear how she just took the D? She was just like, one nighter, get on here, lay it. Oh, come here, give me that. And I said, yes, ma'am. I was like, yes, honey, you can get that. Absolutely. So I was right here. And I've had a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful time. And just want to say thank you to your audience. Thank you to the action takers. You know, thank you to those people that are saying, yo, today's my day. This is my season. I'm ready to pop collars. I ain't even going to talk to y'all Tauruses. You Tauruses are supposed to be all the way winning right now. If you lagging as a Taurus, I don't even want to talk to you right now. You playing around. Yeah. Geminis, get money, baby. Leos, get ready to get money. Aries, congratulations. You know what I'm saying? Virgo, you got like 90 days to get ready. So that's my report. And hopefully I can come back before another 90 days is up so we can get people ready for the new year, which is coming up September 22nd.
All right. Well, Kyer, give us your information, how we can reach out to you, how we can support you, how we can show you some love.
Well, first off, I want to just work with as many people as I can over at CoachKAstrology.info. CoachKAstrology.info. You can just come over and see the course that I have. I also have, I want as many people to start meditating. So I have another website called CoachesCloset.com. And there, I have a free 17-minute meditation course. If you go over and sign up and get the free meditation, you'll be on my newsletter. And you'll be able to follow everything that I'm doing. You'll get current events. You'll get specials. And that's CoachesCloset.com. Just put your name and your email in there. You're going to get the free meditation. You're going to be on the list. You'll have all the updates. This is going to be popping. And on Instagram, Coach Kyer, on everywhere, same thing. And don't send me a Facebook request without sending me a message. And Mia has heard me say that 11 times. If you're going to send me a friend request, you better send me a message, because if I don't know you, you don't come over here just looky-looing. Like, I want to have a personal relationship with everybody that I get a request from. I don't want you just on my page lurking and doing all that. Like, I want to contribute to you. I want us to work together. I don't want to do it for you, and I don't want you to have to do it by yourself. I think that we can do some things together because we need one another. So Coach Kyer, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, Kyer Carter on Facebook. You go see, look at Mia and look at her friends and just type in Kyer, K-H-A-Y-R. You're going to see me. And don't forget the promo code. Tell them the promo code one more time.
Team Goddess.
Team Goddess, baby. Team Goddess. Come on. And you're a brother listening to this show, you smart. You can use the same code. It ain't specifically for women. I'm on Team Goddess. I'm on this show. I'm a man, full man. and I'm still up on here. So, yeah, man, this has been an amazing time.
My church boy going to be rocking Team Goddess t-shirts.
Church boy, Muslim, like I done been pulled. I done been pulled that whole she got to be conscious stuff off. I need an open mind and a fly ass chart. That's what I need. Don't come right here. You got Jupiter and Gemini if you want. Wipe your ass right up. Get your ass over here. Come on, get your ass over here.
All right, Kyer. Well, it's been a blessing. Right, thank you so much coming on the show tonight. I know you got to go. So. Thank you to everybody for listening to this edition of Goddess Talk Live. Until next time, adios, abudazen, arrivederci, shalom, peace and blessings, and we are O-U-T. Take care, guys, next time. Thank you, Kyer. Peace and blessings. Love you, brother.
Peace. You're welcome. Peace.